Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I thought that I was the stud muffin to God, and we were like this. And I'm crossing my fingers going, me and God, we're just like this.
Mm-hmm. And you expected him to give you this deliverance from drinking,
yeah.
And that was not the plan God had for you. So talk about that.
So I had been a regular churchgoer, guys. I was the classic cultural Christian. Every Sunday, dressed to the nines, me and the kids, we'd haul ourselves in. We'd sit on the right side of the church, two pews back, all up front, so, you know, everybody could see us.
Mm-hmm.
And tithe? We don't do tithe. No, we'll just take the jingle out of our pocket, and we'll throw it in the collection plate, and that's all the church needs.
Mm-hmm.
Serve? No, I'm not going to serve the church. Okay, for the Shrove pancake dinner, I'll pour glasses of water for maybe an hour. Because if somebody came and asked me to serve, my response was, what's in it for me? Well, if there's not anything in it for me, then I'm not interested in serving anybody but myself. And then something happened. It was 2 weeks before Palm Sunday. And one of the pastors at my church, I had changed churches, by the way, because my wife could just no longer do this kneel, stand up, cross your body, look at Jesus on a crucifix. She was a Lutheran minister's daughter, and she knew what relationship was.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went out and found a church that had the music program that she liked and a preacher that I liked. And one day, and I want you to imagine an auditorium of about 2,800 people. This is a Lutheran church, by the way. It's the largest Lutheran church in the world, except for there is one bigger in Germany. And it was all about being a seeker church. And so we didn't have the liturgy. We had the songs you heard on the radio and the movie clips. And it was great. It was exactly what God and I wanted because it fit me and my religion just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he did a sermon. And he had about a 20-foot-long chain, and this was not a plastic chain, guys. This was a real chain. Links were probably 3 to 4 inches long. And he started out the sermon by, look down your row. Look up and down your row. You see those people sitting next to you? And he whittled through the row, obviously not a specific role or row, but he said, the first three of you over there, you're alcoholics. And two of you don't even know it. The next one... you're into pornography, and that's just sick, and God does not allow that in a house of worship or in your temple at all, so stop it. Next two, gambling problems. The next one, you're having an affair. That's absolutely outrageous. And the last two of you, you just don't know it yet, but you're bound for a hard, hard hit if you don't turn your life over to Christ. And every time he would mention one of these addictions, he'd take that chain, and he'd put it around his neck one more time. And he would walk back and forth across the, whatever you want to call it, the altar, the communion area.
Mm-hmm.
And he nailed me. He nailed me right in the heart. Because this heavy chain, this heavy burden, and mine was alcoholism, it had finally come home to roost someplace in my heart. And I began to feel God breakthrough, but it wasn't the God that I had known for 50 years.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.